Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hello, I'm Tomer Shoshan and I'm here with Chris Gordon from Hellblazer Biz.
Everyone, I have the honour and the privilege of the company of Tomer Shoshan today to talk about his new film, White Eye, which shares the harsh realities of undocumented immigrants on the run. So, Tomer, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Therapy. Thank you for having me.
No, privilege. Also, I forgot to mention award-winning, because you are an award-winning filmmaker, especially with this film as well.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
So, this film, White Eye, is a film that made its premiere last year in South by Southwest and got the first award, the Best Short Film Award. And since then, the film was in more than 100 film festivals and won about 23 awards and 25. Academy Award, Oscar qualifying film festival. So it made like a really, really nice year. Unfortunately, all went online and we couldn't experience like any physical festival. Mm-hmm. But it was like amazing year for the film.
Excellent. It was, and I say congratulations because you are qualifying to be considered for nomination for the Oscars as well, which is no mean feat. So, well done.
Yeah,
that's excellent. So, I've seen the film, but it's a very powerful film. So, where did you get the inspiration from this to write a film about this and highlight it?
Yeah, actually, I always, as a filmmaker, as a storyteller, I wanted to tell stories about people that lives, people meets other people that come from different class or society and clash between them. It's something that bothers me as a person, also a topic that I wanted to deal all of my life. And and this story actually happened to me. And on the same day, I needed to send a script to film foundations in Israel. That's how we get money to make films. Mm-hmm. So I already had like film in my mind, but then this story happened to me and I thought it's a good opportunity to write something that like, really strong. And I really like just experience it. So I just wrote it down and sent it the same day. And after a few months, I got the answer that Makor Film Foundation giving me their support and mm-hmm. I can make this film. So that's how the journey started. It was about 2 years ago. And it's based on real experience. It was like when you wake up from a really clear dream, and you just write it before you even do anything.
Yeah.
So that's why it feels so real and authentic, I think.
Sorry, I was on mute. Definitely. I mean, the film is very, it does come across and it's really interesting to hear that it was a personal experience to you. I find, you always see that, you can feel that in a movie where there seems to be a personal story from the person who's written it as well. And this one is, it's deeply moving and deeply profound because it's set in Israel, but I guess it's not just, it could be set anywhere in the world. It's the same kind of story, no matter what it is, but I think it's poignant in the location it's in. And especially with the, I don't want to ruin the story for people who are going to watch this yet. So, obviously various things within the story and the growth of the main character as he realizes, obviously it goes from anger and frustration, and then it dawns on, you know, the consequences of just being so angry instead of just stopping and listening to someone's story and seeing if that was believed or not. You know, you can, there's always actions and consequences, especially in somewhere where they are very, very hot at wanting, at trying to pick out people who are obviously immigrants and they not really caring for the story, for their side of things as much.
Yeah. So yeah, it's mainly about the fact that how a person gets sober in the middle of really radical situation that he's experienced, and he because of his actions, and this moment that he realized what he's doing, on the same time that bad things happening around him, I think it's the story about like to bring the time back and like to made all the bad scenario just be less harmful for the other person. And yeah, it was it's also about the situation that lots of immigrants experience all over the world. That's why I think this story can touch lots of hearts all over, not just in Israel, because everywhere there are immigrants, and I guess that in everywhere they are like the lower level of the society. They are like see-through people. People don't really care about their life and about their feelings. And that's why I think that this story is like something that it's also super Israeli, but in some way it's also very international. I'm really happy to hear all this reaction about the film from people all over. Because at the end, it's like it's the same. People are the same, no matter where they're coming from. And I think it's very important for me that lots of people had the chance to see it, even though this horrible time that we're living right now and we can't go to cinemas. But it got to all these eyes and hearts and souls, and I'm happy about it.
And you should be, because it really does, like I said before, like you said as well, it's something that can be universal. And I've seen it, with my own eyes as well, where, you know, people are treating immigrants. Even I live in a very small town in Wales, and we've got some immigrants in our area as well, and people aren't used to that. And it's really horrible, because they treat them hot. It's not everybody, but some people really treat them nastily. They treat them as thieves. They treat them as the lower, like you say, the lower class people, and they're not at all. You know, they're lovely. They've got a different culture, and that's the only that. And because it's the differences, and I think that's a horrible side of human nature. Is just because someone might have a different culture or look different, and that's, you know, there are people out there, and that's the dark side of the human character. Is that people will just, I'd pick on that, because it's like, you know, and focus on that. And that's what your film is very good at, because your character, your central character, and that's exactly his awakening, as he realizes what he's done, because it's weighing up the consequence of, you know, of realize it, because it's the families, it's not just the one person who's affected, it's a whole family as well will also now be affected as a result of that one decision as well. So yeah, it's something that you do see. It is very sad to see that we are living in a world like that, but it's very important for this film to show, you know, exactly the consequences to behaving in that way. Mm-hmm. That's my take on it. So how long did it take to film? I mean, because obviously you've got location set there, and you've got
So actually it took me some time to understand how I'm going to shoot it in one shot. Mm-hmm. Film is is continue one take for 20 minutes, and we needed to do lots of rehearsals and to build lots of biography to all the actors and the crew members. So it took us about 1 year since we started to work on the project until we shot it. And then it took me a lot. We did it in one night. We had only money to make it in one night. And we had seven full takes. Mm-hmm. And it took me about a few months to decide which take to choose, because in one take it was a better performance in that area, and in the other it was in another place, and I need to think what's more important for me. And I think that the one point that was is the I'm not gonna say it, so I won't ruin to the people who didn't see it yet, but about the moment that this guy have his awakeness, like you mm-hmm. said, the moment that he realizes that he sees something that make him realize what he did, and yeah, so yeah, it took us about 1.5 years to finish it.
Wow. Excellent. It's great. Yeah, you're right. Well, without ruining, don't want to ruin it for anyone, but there were certain points in there, and having the authorities as well coming in. I've got no experience of Israeli authorities apart from what I've seen on TV and and things like that. But I can imagine that they can be very, very harsh and very strict about picking people up and just trying to get rid of them. Because I noticed that, and you did depict that in your film. It's immediately, I'll probably ruin it again now, but immediately the decision that they took was one which was really, it's what the quote he said. Yeah, guys, you don't have to worry about him, he's finished, basically. And it's I was like, whoa, okay. So, it's, where's he going? You've got to think of these. I was trying to think then, it made me think of so where are they taking him? What's happening now? How will he end up? How will his family end up? And it's a great film that makes you think of those things, which is obviously the main character's awakening. That's what he's thinking now. It's what have I done? What's going to happen to the family? What's going to happen to this man? And then obviously another part, he realizes what will happen to that, without going into the details of when he sees something in the factory. So, it's very, very, very poignant. So I can see why it's won awards, because it's very, because of the content and the delivery of that content.
Yeah. I can tell you that the authorities, I made lots of checks and how it's really going on in real life, and mm-hmm. I found out that they treat them like the most hard criminals, even though they just staying illegally in this country. So it's also something that I wanted to bring up, they just taking a person just because his visa is expired or something like that.
Yeah. And
blaming him for a thief, even though they didn't even check anything. Mm-hmm. Just because of that. So yeah, it was it's something that I wanted to put on my film, to show how the authorities are really strict with them also. And also the authorities from one side and the citizens from the other side, the society from the other side. So yeah. They're really have a hard life, basically.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. There's no escape for them, is there? They'll either get treated, like you say, by the people, the citizens like that. And then, they just, I know in some countries they probably get beat. I'm not saying it's Israel, by the way, in case anyone knows. I'm not saying it's happening in this one, but I know there are other countries where they'll get beaten on their way into custody or anything. And like you say, all it is because there's so much paperwork involved in getting a visa. So it's most likely it's just things like that slip through, not because they want it to, or they're it's deliberate, but it's just an accident, because there is so much paperwork and things that people have to do, and if you busy working to support a family, then it's easily forgotten. I mean, I forget loads of things, to bills to pay or paperwork to do, you know, and it's, you know, it's, I can imagine, because of work. So that's yeah. just, and I don't have that pressure, and I don't have that, I'll say, the racial attacks or the prejudice against me for, you know, and so I can imagine with all that on top of you, it must be very, very harsh to be able to live that.
Yeah.
Excellent. So what other kind of messages would you like people to come away from watching the film?
It's all the time I'm thinking about it. I think the main message is this story actually happened to me, so for sure I use it for my I learned a lot about it from professional way, from how to make film and get more experience about it. But I also learned about this story as a human, not just as a filmmaker. And I learned, and since then I'm thinking about it. This story really affected me as a person, and I just want that people will think and breathe before they making some actions about people that are a bit weaker than them, because maybe it's going to be something that can ruin their lives. And just look at each other equally and try to solve things talking and listening and be human to each other. So yeah.
Great, thank you. That is a lovely tagline as well. I was just going to bring it up. In his attempts to retrieve his bicycle, he struggles to remain human. That sums the whole thing up in exactly what you've just said. And it's absolutely lovely to hear and see that's the kind of message that you wish to portray. Is there anything else that you would like to say before I finish recording to people who are going to be watching and listening to this?
Thank you, and thank all the audience. I really wish that you all are going to watch the film and going to like it, and it's going to affect you. And thank you very much.